Simon, in the end, narrow defeat, frustrating night for you, I would imagine.
Yeah, it certainly was. I think sometimes in games you don't get what you deserve, and that was the case tonight. I thought we're a better team, created more chances. They got the early goal, which gave them something to hang on to. But we passed the ball better, we got the equaliser, and there's only one team really looking to really go and win the game. Wasn't helped by some of the tactics that were being used at times. But disappointed, things weren't quite dropping for us in the 18-yard box, 6-yard box, when they were at their end. The prime example of the second goal, it's Anders makes a great save onto the post, drops for Dembele in the score, but can't ask much more of the players. They'd give everything. We had some good quality at times, some bad decision-making at times, but some good decision-making as well. So just didn't get the breaks when we really needed them.
Did the opening 4 minutes almost sum it up? You poured forward, the goalkeeper made a good save, you forced a corner, and then with one attack, they've scored.
Yeah, and it's a bad goal because Tom's misjudged a header. Bailey should have been round on the cover. And we did mention before the game that you look at the record of Dembele and McCormack, they've got most goals in the division as a partnership, so we had to be on the toes. But unfortunately, we give them that early goal, which gave them something to hang on to. We knew that if we had went at them, we could still get back into the game, and we did. We threw everything at them, just didn't quite get the breaks. Things bobbled around, didn't quite end up where you'd like them to end, and that's at the back of the net.
A couple of penalty appeals first half. You think either of them could have been?
The lads went up for, I think, a handball early on. Jordan Ugel got caught maybe by a trailing leg as well. So it was a difficult night for the referee, to be fair to him. Very difficult in terms of having to make decisions, but also when to stop play. There was numerous times where, obviously, Fulham players are holding head injuries and the referee, by the letter law, has to go and make sure that he deals it correctly. And there was all the added time added on, but it was stopping in the flow when we were on top and completely dominating. So there's some tactics used which teams do whatever they need to do sometimes to go and win a game.
You did get back level. Terrific goal from Marnik Vermeil, one to remember, I would imagine.
Well, he's got that in the locker. He's quick, got a hammer of a right foot when he shoots. Been very unfortunate. Callum Woods has been one of our best players over the last few weeks. So we suffered that disappointment of Tom going off with an injury and Callum with a calf injury. So as strong as your bench is to try and get back into the game, you couldn't use any of the options apart from Jermaine when you changed Ugel for it. So it wasn't a good night all round in terms of the result, the breaks that we didn't get, but also the injuries that we picked up as well.
You know, is it a bit like the walking wounds in that dressing room?
A little bit, yeah, because of the two that came off and Jordan's ankle's blown up a bit. So Richie won't play at the weekend. So we'll have to see where we are. Suddenly, a few days ago, we thought we had a real fit, strong squad, and now we could be back down to the bare bones again. But that's just football, and whoever comes in at the weekend is going to try and put on a performance in a tough ground again.
It's a bit of a nervy wait now to find out some news on those that are injured.
Yeah, of course. But as I said, we've got players that are waiting to come into the team, and no better game to try and pick yourself up after tonight. And you can't fault the players what they've done tonight. They worked extremely hard. Ask questions of them, and keep saying we just didn't get the breaks when we needed them.
Almost a dream for Jermaine Beckford. I think it was the 97th minute and it just dropped to him and he just couldn't quite keep it down.
Yeah, that's what it really was, wasn't it? It's sort of we were nearly scoring the equaliser, nearly getting the winner, and unfortunately for us, when things was going down the other end, moment of madness, of class, I suppose, from McCormack's free kick, great save from Anders, falls for their player who's probably the only one in the box. So disappointing in that respect, but again, you can't win every match. If you lose a match, then you've got to make sure you give everything, and we've done that again today.
Is it exceptional to have to play against a partnership like McCormack and Dembele in terms of the goals they've scored?
Well, the hottest property around, the pair of them, aren't there, as a partnership, leading goal scorers, I think, as a partnership. But they're down there for a reason. They haven't got all the right components right as a football club, and massively underachieved of Fulham, because with the players that they've got and the budget they've probably spent, they should not even be anywhere near the bottom four or five. So we knew we were up against it with a tough team, good footballers, but we're just disappointed that we've not got anything out of it when we deserve to.
What does it say about how well your season's gone that you're so disappointed tonight to have lost?
Yeah, definitely, because there's a group of players that want to win every match and they feel that they're capable of doing that. And even at half time, when we're 1-0 down, players were saying, let's get the next goal and we'll go and win it, because we've done it over the last few weeks. Great spirit about us. And they did. They dragged each other along. And again, I don't think Anders has had a save to make apart from the free kick. So it's probably a travesty that we've not got anything out of the game, but that happens in football.
And a chance to put it right Saturday. I guess that's the good thing about playing Tuesday.
Yeah, look, a big game. Obviously, Middlesbrough got a good result again tonight. Wanted to try and stay in that top two, so real tough game. Different type of game for us, but try and get another good result.